planned a surprise birthday party for my aunt. My cousin used this expression I thought was a little odd. She said, "I hope y'all don't let the cat out the bag." That's a strange expression to me, because if I saw somebody holding a bag full of cats, the first thing I would think to say is, "Hey man, you need to let those cats out the bag." But why are we so obsessed with cats anyway? Cat got your tongue? Look what the cat drug in. It's raining cats and dogs. What up, cat daddy? You living like a fat cat. Don't be a copycat. You are such a scary cat. It's more than one way. Who is skinning cats? I guess the dude with the bag full of cats. Huh? And why do they have multiple ways of doing this? And I guess you gotta find curiosity. Curiosity can help you kill a cat. Then you can skin the cat once you let the cat out the bag. Now, when I get back to the hotel, I'm gonna take a little cat nap. That's what I'm gonna do. You know, I just think people don't analyze what they say. I think they say odd things. They just say stuff. Talk to dude. Like, what do people say when they have a good night of sleep? What do they say? Slept like a baby last night. Don't babies cry and wet the bed? You nasty. I've had a baby. We had to change his diaper every morning. He slept like a baby last night. Have you ever been in a conversation with somebody in the middle of the conversation, they say something like, "Hey man, can I be honest with you?" That's what I thought you was doing the whole time. Was all that make-believe that you was just sharing with me? I was talking to someone earlier this week. He was like, "Hey man, the weekend's gonna be here before you know it." I said, "No, it's not. I know how days work." Yeah, after Thursday is the weekend. That's normally how it follows. Thursday, then the weekend. That's how that is. I know that. I was at the hotel. They had a sign on the door. It said, "No shirt. No shoes, no service." So you mean to show somebody show with no pants? We ain't got no problem out here? No issues with this? One of the odd things I think we talk about is death. We have some strange expressions for death. We try to soften the blow. We say stuff like they departed, they passed away, they expired, like milk. A few years ago, there was some storm chaser that died, and the media kept saying the same thing. Said they died doing what they loved to do. But then they started making up stuff. They probably are in a big tornado in the sky. And that got me to thinking, because I wouldn't want to die doing what I love to do. You wouldn't want me to die doing what I love to do. Can you imagine going to a comedy show and a comedian just pass out on stage and die? Y'all be like, "He died doing what he loved to do." Probably in a big comedy show in the sky. But what's interesting, we don't do that when tragic things happen. You know, somebody dies because of drug use, we don't say. She died doing what she loved to do. She probably in the big crack house in the sky. That's not what we say. We don't say that. I'm excited to be in the West. I'm from South Carolina. I'm from a town, Camden, South Carolina. From the South. I tell people wherever I go, I'm from the South with an F and not a TH. I'm from the South. One thing about Southerners, we have the unique ability to just make up words. You know, it's in our DNA. We say words like "fin-to" and "fixin." What it happened was, that's one word right there. That's one tiny word. Matter of fact, my favorite word is a made-up word. It's five syllables. One word. What you're not gonna do. Yeah, my mother said that a lot when I was growing up. My mother said stuff like, what you're not gonna do is keep running in and out of this house. That's what you're not gonna do. What you're not gonna do is stand in front of that refrigerator and hold that door open. Little boy. That's what you're not gonna do. Y'all can use it at your job. You know, you go to work, you got that coworker that always asking you questions before you get settled. You're like, what you're not gonna do is come in here and ask me questions before I turn on my computer. That's what you're not gonna do. That's what you're not gonna do. We're unique in the South. We love nicknames in the South. I realize there's some people I've been knowing my entire life. I don't know their real names. My brother called me the other day. He said, hey, man, you know Mark Davis's mom passed away. He's like, I don't know Mark Davis, man. He's like, stanky, man. Stanky mama passed. I was like, why you ain't say that from the start? I need to give Stank a call. You know, I think white dudes have the coolest nicknames. I really do. Because white dudes' nicknames go with them their entire life. White dudes have nicknames like Rusty, Skip, Chip. Like, your nickname could be Chip. You could be the CEO of a bank. You could have Chip on your business cards. The brothers can't do that. Pookie can't be a branch manager at the bank. You don't trust your money with Pookie. Like, right this way, Dr. Junebug will see you. Like, no, he will not. What you're not gonna do is have me in a room with a Dr. Junebug. That's thank you, Mama Doc, but I'm not going to him. That's not. So I've noticed this in the South. They're building a lot of new homes and subdivisions, but in some of the titles of the neighborhoods, they have the word plantation. I don't know about you. I can't live on a plantation. We tried that already one time. That didn't work out quite so well. I was at the Parade of Homes with my wife. They had something in the window I wasn't familiar with. So I asked my wife, I said, hey, what are those called? She said, oh, those are called plantation shutters. I was like, I guess we won't be getting any of those. The word plantation makes me shudder. Like, y'all ain't got no freedom blinds up in here? No, I have a dream drapes. Y'all have any? No civil rights curtains nowhere around. Now I have my son. I got my boy. Yeah, but I feel like my daughter set us up. Yeah, because my daughter's tremendously different than this little boy. My daughter, she's polite, mannerable, quiet. But this little boy, y'all, as soon as his feet hits the floor, he's in the room like, yah, 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 yah. I'm like, am I raising Busta Rhymes in my house, man? 6 o'clock in the morning, little boy go to the bathroom. Da, 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 da. I'm like, you don't sit your behind down, man. We're here trying to sleep. And I was concerned about the little guy because he wasn't as sharp as his sister, you know what I'm saying? It was a couple of crayons missing out the box. That's all I'm trying to tell you. My son, when he first started trying to speak, I wasn't aware of who he was speaking to. I didn't understand. It was like my son was scatting when he first started speaking. This is how my son would sound walking around. Now, we didn't know it at the time, but my daughter had the ability to interpret that language. So my son running around to my and my daughter's like, Mama, Michael wants some grapes. I'm like, how in the world you know? Skeet up, not mean grapes. I remember when I was watching a game one night, he got to scatting again. Skeet up, boom, 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 boom. My daughter's like, Diddy, Michael wanna watch Law and Order. Special Victims Unit. I'm like, get you a little behind in the bed. Behind in the bed. No, but it's a lot different, man. My son's a little older. He speaks now. Speaks a little too much. My preference. My son played flag football. And that was a waste of money right there. They lost like 6 games in a row. And I feel like the coach was sending mixed messages to my son, you know. They tied one game. My son came home all excited, hopping around, really happy. I'm like, hey, man, what you so excited about? Son said, Dad, coach said whenever we tie, it's like both teams won. No, son. Coach lied. Son told me, Dad, coach said it doesn't matter the wins or losses. What matter is if you have fun. No, son. Coach lied again. And son, if you want to have fun, just go in the backyard and play. You can have fun. Once I pay for registration, I need some results, son. I need some first downs, some something. You know? Something happen. Now think about my childhood, because we're still teaching things to children that somebody taught to us, some bad things, like nursery rhymes. Why are we still teaching children nursery rhymes? Have y'all read these things? There was an old lady that lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. So she fed them broth without any bread and whipped them all soundly and put them to bed. Yeah, that lady going to jail. You can't do that in 2019. It's not. Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife. He couldn't keep her. He put her in a pumpkin shell, and there he kept her very well. Yeah, Peter has a Netflix documentary coming out next year. The Making of a Murderer, Pumpkin Pie Style, that's all. We were teaching them dumb songs. My son started singing this dumb song. 10 little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off, bumped his head. Mama called a doctor, and the doctor said,
no monkeys jumping on bed.
Then it was 9 little monkeys. Then 8 little monkeys. Then 7 little monkeys. I'm like, this doctor not gonna call Child Protective Services on this woman. This woman clearly overwhelmed with these children. She need to call the old lady in the shoe. That's who she need to call. I bet you they won't jump on that bed no more. Now think about my childhood, because we're still teaching things to children that somebody taught to us, some bad things, like nursery rhymes. Why are we still teaching children nursery rhymes? Have y'all read these things? There was an old lady that lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. So she fed them broth without any bread and whipped them all soundly and put them to bed. Yeah, that lady going to jail. You can't do that in 2019. It's not. Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife. He couldn't keep her. He put her in a pumpkin shell, and there he kept her very well. Yeah, Peter has a Netflix documentary coming out next year. The Making of a Murderer, Pumpkin Pie Style, that's all. We were teaching them dumb songs. My son started singing this dumb song. 10 little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off, bumped his head. Mama called a doctor, and the doctor said,
no monkeys jumping on the bed.
Then it was 9 little monkeys. Then 8 little monkeys. Then 7 little monkeys. I'm like, this doctor not gonna call Child Protective Services on this woman. This woman clearly overwhelmed with these children. She need to call the old lady in the shoe. That's what she need to call. I bet you they won't jump on that bed no more. Every time it would rain, I sang this dumb little song to my son that somebody sung to me. It's raining. It's pouring. The old man is snoring. He went to bed and bumped his head and couldn't get up in the morning. I'm like, why am I singing homicide hymns to my son before he go to sleep? The boy gonna have nightmares. It's incredible, man. And so much has changed for my children. They can Google anything. Information's at their fingertips. When I was a kid, you couldn't Google information. If you wanted information, you had to go to the encyclopedia. And I was a weak little kid, so I couldn't pick up the encyclopedia. So I had no information. I remember when I didn't know how to spell a word, I would ask my mother how to spell a word. You know what my mother would tell me? Look it up in the dictionary. I was like, Mama, I don't know how to spell the word. Y'all, I spent 4 weeks in the L's looking for elephant. I was like, Mama, I don't. Mama, I don't see that word. I see leprosy. I don't see anything. About an elephant. Almost blacked out looking for pneumonia. I was like, I don't know. What's going on in here? So I'm in my 40s now. That's different. Yeah, that's different, man. I didn't realize when you turned 40, your doctor got all handsy with you. Didn't know that was the case. Went to my physical. I thought it was time to go home. My doctor started putting on this glove. Told me to put my elbows on the table. I blacked out. I woke up in the parking lot just crying. I text my wife. I said, I think I just got violated. That's what I think just happened. I'm like, for 40 years, nobody been concerned about anything going on back there. I don't even go back there like that, man. I'm like, this is the best medical technology that we have to offer. Come on, man, we can take pictures with our phones, surely. We can get some scientists together and come up with something better than somebody's finger, man. This is... I did that joke one night. Somebody yelled out, wait till you turn 50. I was like, oh. What happens? I turn 50. You know, and I know I'm getting older, man. You know, that's just part of life, man. I realize I'm getting older because I'm doing older people stuff. I watch 60 Minutes. That's not for the young people, man. You don't see any spring break commercials on 60 Minutes. You see Viking River Cruises, that's what you see. And if you young on that trip, you're there with your grandma or your sugar daddy. That's what's going on. Even though I'm getting old, I still like to use slang terms. One of my favorite slang terms is my bad. Always saying my bad. But there's some people you don't want to hear my bad from. Like, you don't want to be sitting in your barber's chair. The barber, like, you seen the game last night? That's my bad. Like, no, that's my head. Like, you don't want to be in your dentist chair. Dentist in your mouth, could you open wide, please? That's my bad. I see, I don't understand my dentist. My dentist tells me to raise one of my hands if I'm experiencing some discomfort. I was like, Doc, if you was paying attention, that tear that just ran out the side of my eye is a clear illustration. I'm experiencing some discomfort. He like, that's my bad. One thing I've noticed too, now that I'm a little older, I much rather have cookies than abs. I'm just in that. Yeah, I just love to have a six pack of cookies. That's what I. We use seafood and gain weight now at this point. Like, my doc told me I had to lose some weight. I'm like, Doc, I'm probably not gonna lose any weight. I got Girl Scout cookies in the freezer from last year. That's not gonna be good. But I started going back to the gym. I don't like the gym. It's a lot of weird stuff happening in the gym. Every time I go in the gym, it never fails. I walk in the locker room. It's an 85-year-old man walking around, butt naked, with shower shoes on, a towel on his shoulder, eating sunflower seeds, just marching around. I'm like, sir, where's your family? And this man always want to strike up a conversation with me. I'm like, sir, what you're not going to do is talk to me with no pants on. So that's very inappropriate. I was in the gym the other day. I saw this woman, her pants said yoga, but her butt said McDonald's. Well, I think you're sitting on the golden arches, man. That's what I think is happening. And hey, clap if you got crazy family members. If you have crazy. Yeah. Now, if you're not clapping, you are the crazy family member. I just want to let you know. I have a cousin who is a drama queen. The whole world is her stage. We out to dinner the other night, and the server did something. My cousin had the table going off. When he gets back, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. I was like, wait a minute. You can't afford to give nobody a piece of your mind. Matter of fact, you need to go get all the pieces you done gave out. Bring them back together like Humpty Dumpty. That's what she meant to do. Planning a surprise birthday party for my aunt. My cousin used this expression I thought was a little odd. She said, I hope y'all don't let the cat out the bag. That's a strange expression to me, because if I saw somebody holding a bag full of cats, the first thing I would think to say is, hey man, you need to let those cats out the bag. But why are we so obsessed with cats anyway? Cat got your tongue? Look what the cat drug in. It's raining cats and dogs. What up, cat daddy? You living like a fat cat. Don't be a copycat. You are such a scary cat. It's more than one way. Who is skinning cats? I guess the dude with the bag full of cats. Huh? And why do they have multiple ways of doing this? And I guess you gotta find curiosity. Curiosity helps you kill a cat. Then you can skin the cat once you let the cat out the bag. Now, when I get back to the hotel, I'm gonna take a little cat nap. That's what I'm gonna do. You know, I just think people don't analyze what they say. I think they say odd things. They just say stuff. Talking to dude other day. Like what do people say when they have a good night of sleep? What do they say? Slept like a baby last night. Don't babies cry and wet the bed? You nasty. I've had a baby. We had to change his diaper every morning. He slept like a baby last night. Have you ever been in a conversation with somebody in the middle of the conversation, they say something like, hey man, can I be honest with you? That's what I thought you was doing the whole time. Is all that make-believe that you was just sharing with me? I was talking to someone earlier this week. He was like, hey, man, the weekend's going to be here before you know it. I said, no, it's not. Great. I have a wife, and my wife and I, we created some offspring. Yeah, usually when I say that, people clap, but I see y'all can't think about my family tonight. We have two children, have a daughter who's the oldest. We had a hard time trying to figure out what to name our daughter. So we named our daughter a throwback name, like throwback jerseys. Yeah, we named our daughter Essie Mae Pearl. Yeah, it's a good Southern name. Little Essie Mae is what we call her. I'm just messing with y'all. You see the looks on some of your faces. Now, what you're not gonna do is judge what I named my daughter. That's what she's not gonna do. I'm just kidding, y'all. Her name is Gertrude. Smiling like, that's worse than SMA Pearl. You know, but it's difficult naming your children. That's a tough task. One of the places that people look for names in the Bible. Not the beautiful names in the Bible. My name's in the Bible. But there's some other names. Probably shouldn't be naming. Your children. Like Judas. Bathsheba. Abednego. Can you imagine having a friend named Abednego? Like, yeah, that's my boy Abednego Jackson. Yeah, those his brothers over there, Shadrach and Meshach. Yeah, they're firefighters. Now I have my son, I got my boy. Yeah, but I feel like my daughter set us up. Yeah, because my daughter's tremendously different than this little boy. My daughter, she's polite, mannerable, quiet. But this little boy, y'all, as soon as his feet hits the floor, he's in the room like, yah, 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 yah. I'm like, am I raising Busta Rhymes in my house, man? 6 o'clock in the morning, little boy go to the bathroom. Da, 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 da. I'm like, you don't sit your behind down, man. We're here trying to sleep. And I was concerned about the little guy because he wasn't as sharp as his sister. You know what I'm saying? It was a couple crayons missing out of the box. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Like my son, when he first started trying to speak, I wasn't aware of who he was speaking to. I didn't understand. It was like my son was scatting when he first started speaking. Just how my son would sound walking around. Y'all, we didn't know it at the time, but my daughter had the ability to interpret that language. So my son running around to my skeet. And my daughter's like, Mama, Michael wants some grapes. I'm like, how in the world you know? Skeet out not mean grapes. I remember I was watching a game one night, he got a scat again. My daughter's like, Diddy, Michael wanna watch Law and Order. Special Victims Unit. I'm like, get you a little behind in the bed.